the amount of times we've said we don't do it easy. It's not United way. We all know that, and same again today, but it's 3 points, it's 3 points.
Yeah, definitely. I think very disappointed in us first half, to be honest. Stamford showed more appetite, and you know, they had a lot of team that was in with a chance of winning something in the season, but you know, obviously felt we needed to change it up. I probably, you know, maybe got the tactics wrong with the team that I selected in the first half, so you know, we changed it up at half time, and luckily it's paid off.
Absolutely, you can see the difference, couldn't you? It seemed to be a bit more spark. I suppose the key to it was getting that early goal in that second half and pulling it back almost immediately.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And a little bit of fortune, which we've possibly been lacking a little bit over the past few weeks. But great spirit, great determination from the players as well to keep going. And you know, what a difficult place to come. And
absolutely,
you know, Stamford, give them credit for what they do. You know, they make it very hard for anybody who comes here and battle for everything. And you know, we've had to show definitely second half a different side to us. You know, I think in the first half, possibly other than Dave Birch, who we thought was absolutely immense. Mm. He was a man that we needed today, and you know, not just in the first half, in the second half, you know, a real I said to him at Buxton when we played Buxton before he got injured or suspended or whatever it was, and you know, if I could pin medals on people's chests, he'd be one.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, like I said, now to be in this position where you know, you're going into the last 6 points of the season and anything's possible.
It's
the position you want to be in. All right, you want to be top, but you know, it's a position you want to be in if you can't be out there on your own.
Yeah, it shows, you know we've spoken about it and people talk and what have you. We can only look after what we can do, and you know, thankfully we've done that today. We've got a really, really tough game now on Monday against the Aston side. We'll be not only looking to set a marker for the playoffs. I think they beat Skelmersdale today 4-1, so they'll be writing about it. And we've got to go and make sure that we impose ourselves on them. It's the last game at Gig Lane. You know, so we've got to make sure that we don't play the occasion, because I'm sure there'll be plenty of hype around that.
Absolutely.
We played a football match as we see it, and you know, hopefully there'll be a big bumpy crowd, and they'll get behind everybody, and we can all achieve something together.
And injury news, Dean Stott, obviously, he's in front of me, he seemed to jar his knee just right.
No,
he's
got a bang on his hip.
Was it hip, right?
Which has resulted in his stomach muscles tensing up and stuff, so hopefully we'll see how he settles down over the next couple of days.
And Marginson's injury?
Yeah, fifth metatarsal, proper play by injury, that, isn't it?
Did you ever do it when you were playing?
No. No. I've had more injuries since I've not played than I have. Nah. No, it's never did it when I was playing, and to be honest, I think that's somebody sending me a sign there not to even bother getting involved where some young fit blokes are trying to have a go.
So the message from today is, we've got 6 points to play for.
Just keep going.
Heads on the job and sit on this. Where it takes, it'll take us.
Yeah, we'll just keep going in the same vein that we have done over the past few weeks, you know, and putting the work right, and we'll see where it takes us.
We'll see you Monday.
Cheers,
Steve.
Thanks a lot.